This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look at these headlines up on drugsreport.com. Wall Street Journal calls out Bannon for White House dysfunction. Poisonous atmosphere. Yes, everybody gangs up on Bannon because they know he helped write the blueprint for the American reboot. And even the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, more and more, it's getting anti-Trump, going after his allies. Manafort raided bank records. We're going to be getting to that with Roger Stone, his former business partner, on the other side, and he's been subpoenaed for the same non-existent Russia records. So when you don't send in the non-existent records, it's like, give us your documents when you were in communication with the Easter Bunny. And I'm like, I am not in communication with the Easter Bunny. We're going to have to get a warrant for that then, because we happen to believe you've been talking to a little furry friend. It's got a cotton tail. Trump nuke boast, bombers ready, North Korea no joke. Guam and the crosshairs, world of worry. Mattis, world needs to understand this could lead to end of regime. Oh, yeah. Understand this. You can't just shoot or cruise missile or particle beam one of their missiles on the tarmac, on the launch pad, on the gantry, because North Korea is then going to attack South Korea and Japan and everybody else. They're completely whacked out of their minds with a crazy obese penguin running them. The demonic hedgehog. If we do have a nuclear war and it ends human life on Earth, I mean, the hedgehog killed us. It's what Hitler looks like, too, a little pot-bellied guy up there. But, you know, at least Hitler actually had, like, the Congressional Medal of Honor from the Germans. He had the Iron Cross first class. Kim Jong-un was in a Swiss boarding school until he was 18 years old. His brother, you know, got caught by his other brother trying to sneak into Disney World in Japan, so he hit him with nerve gas. Can't make this up. So we'll play that clip again here right now. This is Trump talking about fire and fury. Fire and fury and power, which, yes, is what will happen, because if he does fire some preemptive strike, which North Korea is saying it's going to do or may do against Guam or against Japan or against South Korea or against the U.S. mainland, you have to then take out his forces on the DMZ, and only atomic, nuclear, hydrogen weapons, particle weapons are going to do that. And you've got to get them all. Let's play a clip from the president. Talk about the stuff that Armageddon's made of. This is really happening. Here it is.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Well, Trump looks pretty, I'll say it, pretty evil right there. Looks pretty scary, doesn't he? That's the real Donald Trump right there. Now, I'm not saying evil in a bad way. Yeah, he looks scary. You're talking about nuclear war. That is evil. But if somebody's going to do it to you, you got to do it to them, which I'm not cheerleading or pushing for. I have four children. And believe me, my guts are just, I don't have irrational fears generally. I don't have just, oh, anxiety because they said so. I think all of us know there is like a nasty, dirty, ugh, feeling, you know, like, Just remember the little Easter bunny that did exist called Bill Clinton and Hillary that laid the little eggies over there in North Korea, the missiles and the nukes. I was looking at a map. You know, we've dropped atomic bombs real close to North Korea before. We have. Only we.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
This is really happening. This is President Trump last night responding after Kim Jong-un, the hereditary dictator of North Korea, given nuclear weapons by the Clintons, threatened to preemptively nuke the United States again. Here it is.
Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening beyond a normal state. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Corporate fake press has Merkel running around and others trying to act like Trump is escalating things and that Trump is bad. Trump didn't give the fissile material, the reactor, to North Korea. The Clintons did, with a bipartisan group out of the U.S. Trump didn't give them the missile secrets. The globalists did. Trump didn't give the Russians atomic weapons in the late 40s. Leftists in our government did. The scourge of the planet. Leftist, collectivist. And now we have seen the armistice, the ceasefire since 1953, July 27th. And here we are, looking at Kim Jong-un threatening to strike Guam with medium-range missiles, with nuclear weapons, threatening to attack the U.S., and now he's got missiles and warheads that can hit us, according to Pentagon reports. The question is, would they reenter properly? Would they deploy? This is a big deal. Now, it's multifaceted. You've got McMaster that's kind of been pushing for preemptive strikes and saying that, which then gives North Korea the excuse to escalate. McMaster wants that as a political distraction from the things he's doing. And you've also got a lot of deep state actors that are in communication with North Korea that are empowering Kim Jong-un to believe that he can intimidate Trump and embarrass him. And he's being goaded, from my sources, into this. Now, it may be a quadruple double-cross game, but we know the Jimmy Carters, the Bill Clintons, the Hillary Clintons, the globalists of the world are in constant communication with his top generals and with the North Korean dictator. More so, maybe even than China. North Korea was left there as a strategic detonator used by all sides as the crisis between India and China escalates and as they openly threaten war with each other. But at InfoWars.com is the headline. Two of Britain's biggest newspapers tell the public to prepare for nuclear war and to find their local fallout shelter. I'm not saying I think this is going to happen. I have four children. I don't want war with North Korea. But if he preemptively fires weapons and attacks somebody, he has to be decapitated quickly. And Russia and China have to be told in no uncertain terms, do not get involved in this when we do this. And they've been signaling they're going to stand down, but don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen either. But if we go to war, it's got to be regime change, and it's got to be devastating. And it, ladies and gentlemen, we can't conventionally take on North Korea. They've got million-plus man brainwashed army. I'd say it's 20 times worse than Iraq. Cult-like following. They will attack 100,000 pieces of artillery. Katusha rockets, the whole nine yards. You're going to hit them with nuclear weapons. And I've talked to a bunch of experts. They agree. You're going to have to hit the entire DMZ with not just conventional, but high-powered atomic weapons, hydrogen bombs, you name it. They can roll out the radiation weapons, directed energy weapons. They've got high-powered ones that will kill whole cities. And I'm sad for the slaves in North Korea, but if that's what's going to happen, we're still at war with North Korea. So coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to walk through all of this, the latest. Now's the time to be praying because deep state is manipulating. Steve Pachinik's been to North Korea many times. He's been involved as one of the undersecretaries of state in Asia with the State Department and the CIA, obviously. And he's going to come on. He knows some of the top generals over there. He was just in North Korea a few years ago. And we'll see what he has to say. We're going to get Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief on. We're going to talk about it all. But joining us now from D.C. is Roger Stone. We have seen his former business partner, Manafort, who was the head of the Trump campaign, raided. Roger was the former first campaign head of the 2016 Trump election campaign. FBI conducted pre-dawn raid of former Trump campaign chairman Manafort's home. And what's amazing is the Washington Post admits he'd already turned over these very documents. So this is done, in my view, I haven't talked to Roger yet, for optics of, oh, look, a grand jury indictment coming. Oh, see, they're criminals. Oh, raids. It's all done, SWAT team raids in the early morning. So you must have, it's something they raid Amish for giving their neighbors cheese. They have a SWAT team and shove the old Amish man down on the ground when he didn't have a criminal record. His daddy's daddy didn't have one. Nobody's got a criminal record. but we're just going to shove you down in the mud on camera for the jury because the jury thinks, well, the FBI, the authority figure, shoved the Amish man down for giving his neighbor cheese that was an FBI informant. That's a real case. Manafort has voluntarily produced documents to congressional committees investigating Russia interference in the 2016 presidential election. The search warrant indicates investigators may have argued to a federal judge that they had reasonably Manafort could not be trusted to turn over all the records in response to a grand jury subpoena. Well, what if there are no documents? And that's why they had to do the raid for optics, and they admit they've run into a brick wall. Now they're saying it's criminal. Was there any checks, or did he lie on IRS forms? It's now a giant dragnet run out of the District of Columbia. The swamp has given birth to a grand jury with subpoenas going out. I'm told that I may be subpoenaed. I know the Federal Elections Commission wants me subpoenaed for my Russian funding. They're saying you buying our products are Russians. They think you're morons. They're coming after the press. They're bullies. And I'm proud to stand in the second American Revolution against globalists that are 1,000 times worse than King George III. And we're winning. This is because they're failing. The stock market's up. Our military's being rebuilt. Our veterans are starting to get taken care of. Our borders are getting secured. Christianity's being defended again. They don't know what to do. InfoWars contributor Roger Stone launching his own syndicated program coming up in early September. The War Room with Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, and our own Owen Schroyer. You've heard my breakdown. Is it accurate? And give us your latest intel. Have you talked to Manafort? This was kept under wraps for a few weeks. Is it being brought out now to smokescreen for the fact that we have a Soros known operative now in General McMaster?
Well, Alex, your report is essentially correct. Jackbooted thugs authorized by Robert Mueller kicked down the front door of Manafort's home, proceeded to the bedroom, kicked down the door to the marital bedroom, seeking documents that they had never requested, mundane bank statements and documents that would certainly have been turned over. Now, Mr. Mueller is extremely well acquainted with the law firm that represents Manafort, but no request was registered. The reason for this raid is to distract from the fact that prosecutors in the Southern District of New York are now questioning close associates of Hillary Clinton and are seeking an interview with Hillary and her husband regarding the activities of the Clinton Foundation. Evidently, Jeff Sessions suddenly woke up. Somebody woke him up. And therefore, I think the Manafort raid is made to distract from the fact that justice may be about to catch up with the Clintons. There is nothing, I am told, in the records that were seized that is anything beyond the mundane. This is part and parcel of the Mueller effort to frame Donald Trump or his associates based on constructing a case which the Democrats, should they grab control of the House in 2018, would use as a phony basis for impeachment. That's the game that is afoot.
Expanding on that, is that breaking news, dealing with Sessions beginning to go after Hillary herself?
It has been intimated on the net, but I have now confirmed from law enforcement sources in New York that there is definite movement, and I will have more to report at 2 p.m. Central Time today on InfoWars. I'm still gathering data on this and the latest on McMaster's coordination with George Soros. And the Soros mole in the Trump White House, Fiona Hill. More on all of that later today on InfoWars.
Roger, this is like an action-adventure movie we're now living in with North Korea and the Clintons arming them, and now the Clintons still someone in power through this corrupt shadow state battling the American people and President Trump. And The people, it seems, though, are seeing right through this. They're running all these new hoaxes that he's down in the polls, which our research shows isn't true. They're starting to abandon a lot of the Russian narrative, though, and are moving, as you predicted 6 months ago, to just general obstruction of anything, crimes, bounce checks, anybody in the government, you know, having a government employee shine their shoes. I mean, just like with Netanyahu's wife for cell phone bills or whatever. It's now taking on classic dragnet, complete witch hunt run by people that Trump has fired that are on Mueller's staff.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Alex. The problem fundamentally is that the Obamas still run the U.S. Justice Department. In the recent trial of Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, a key endorser of Donald Trump, the Justice Department monitored his communications with his attorneys during the trial. They communicated improperly with the judge during the trial. And all of this, of course, is payback for Sheriff Joe's support of Donald Trump and his claims that Barack Obama was not born in the United States, which he has sought to pursue. You would think that the Trump Justice Department would dismiss this case, but there is no one who works for Trump working at Justice other than Jeff Sessions, who very sadly appears to be asleep. I think he's asleep, actually. Instead of pursuing the Clintons, who certainly deserve to go to jail, we have the entire front line of the NSA under Barack Obama wiretapping and surveilling at least 30,000 people. Brennan knew, Rogers knew, Valerie Jarrett knew, Susan Rice knew, Ben Rhodes knew, but there's no one kicking in their doors at 5 o'clock in the morning and arresting them. Barack Obama is running the U.S. Justice Department under the Trump presidency. It's extraordinary and, frankly, quite sad.
And he's moved in down the block in a lavish armored compound with walls to run the operation. And before he left office, when President Trump was president-elect, Obama bragged, and his surrogates bragged, we're digging in, we're even putting more people in positions, we're even finding people that don't have a social history online that are our operatives, and they even put spies in. And as you said, even the New York Times now admits that they're out going to government employees to recruit them as moles. Some word is money's being paid. This is an espionage operation against our own government, and it just gets more intense, more serious, as no one is punished, and more emboldened, and more brazen. I mean, I've just never even imagined in a spy novel something this insane. So where is it going now?
Well, I think there's every possible effort being made to silence anyone who would expose what's going on. This lawsuit that Obama and his allies filed against me is an outrageous abuse of process. It's a tissue of lies. And I would be unconcerned about it, except for it's going to be heard in the District of Columbia, where the chances of my getting a fair judge or a reasonable jury are non-existent. It's harassment. You see, Alex, if they can distract me and tie me up fighting this phony lawsuit, that's time and effort I can't spend trying to save the president from the cabal of globalists who have settled in around him. So I really think that's the goal. We are in for some very tough weeks ahead. Mueller has no concern for the law or the facts. He is hell-bent on taking down the president. And sadly, General Kelly, General McMaster, and perhaps General Mattis are prepared to sit back and let that happen.
Roger, clearly, if they're able to remove Trump, which I don't think they're going to be able to do if we stay on air and stay focused, they're going to go after everybody else. They're going to try to sew up the political system because they know they've lost the people entirely. The public knows that they've broken the social contract. And I like the fact that the president's really gotten tough on Sessions and they've reconciled now and that we're seeing some movement from him. But I agree with Congressman Chaffetz and others. I don't want press conferences. I want indictments. I mean, you've got Obama and his people on the news when President Trump was president-elect saying, we're going to sabotage, we're going to block, we're going to stop him, we've been spying on him, we're giving all the info to the media, and then Trump gets into office and goes, that's illegal, and they go, we never said that, and we've got hundreds of articles and statements where they said they did it. It's open and shut indictments. We think of espionage by some foreign power. This is the most common form of espionage is a coup, like we see in Latin America or Asia or Europe. Here, our coups are just more silent because we don't do that in the West. And it's a classic coup by deep state with comedy shows acting as news bullhorns out there cheerleading and even targeting you and myself for destruction, cutting off our sponsors, trying to put us in prison. I would expect that you've talked about this. I would expect a SWAT team raid. I would expect you to get one because that's what they do. We've sat around. We went out on my ski boat a few weeks ago, and we had the discussion over a beer. We said, I wonder when we get the SWAT team raid, because we know that then escalates into them killing us. Because first they want to demonize you as a criminal and then have somebody kill you, car wreck or you know, carjacking, whatever it is, or you're found dead with a hooker and, you know, heroin. This is the kind of crap they do, assassinate your character ahead of actually killing you. So I just want everybody to know I'm not a loser if they kill me. I'm a winner. We change the world. And don't take my death as a loss. Take it as a martyr. Move forward. We are going to defeat these people. We are the winners. We are the free market. We are the Americans. We are the patriots. We are the underdogs. And we are winning. Roger Stone.
You know, Alex, I say again, the key to the president's survival is the FISA court declaration at the end of the Obama administration, which indisputably proves that Obama's NSA was illegally surveilling up to 30,000 Americans, which include Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Donald Trump, and in my opinion, Alex Jones. And General McMaster and General Kelly have worked very hard to keep the very existence of that report away from the president, because were he to order the prosecutions, his tormentors are defeated. Obama will have a hard time running the anti-Trump campaign from a prison cell. Instead, unfortunately, Attorney General Sessions is too busy chasing marijuana smokers and now chasing the Clintons. While I appreciate the sentiment, the Clintons are no longer running the Democratic Party. This is an Obama operation. The Clintons are a vague embarrassment to the Democrats. Yes, they should go to jail for their crimes, but there's plenty of time for that. Right now, they have to gut the centerpiece of the opposition, which is Obama. McMaster.
And if the president was really surrounded by hardline patriots like George Washington had, they would already have moved against these traitors who are openly in sedition against the Republic and the American way of life. They are the opposite of the American way. They are the enemy, period.
Talking to patriots in Florida, they are planning to march on Mar-a-Lago the first time the president goes there to demand the firing of McMaster. They will line the motorcade route. They will make it very clear to the president that he is being misled. He is being lied to. McMaster works for Soros. McMaster reports to Soros. McMaster has inserted a Soros goon, Fiona Hill, and a fellow traveler neocon named Allison Nielsen. McMaster does not support the Trump agenda, but these things are being kept from the president. The president is unaware that General McMaster gave Susan Rice a pass on her political espionage. The president is unaware that he extended Susan Rice's national security clearance. The president is unaware that Samantha Powers, the UN ambassador, was unmasking hundreds of Republicans and engaging in political espionage in violation of the Constitution and the law. General Kelly has successfully kept that information from the president. Now, it's heartening to watch Sean Hannity, who finally figured out who the deep state is. He's clearly been watching you and I on InfoWars because he's now repeating our shtick. Sean, get your own script. Your heart's in the right place, but you don't need to keep repeating at night what we report on InfoWars.
Roger, we had a private discussion about this, and I normally agree with you, but he's seeing the same thing Lou Dobbs is saying it, Colonel Shaver, we're just saying the same thing. And yes, I use terms like clear and present danger and things, and they use it. I'm glad that they've looked into our research. The Washington Post has demonized him, saying, you know, he's becoming Alex Jones. That's good. I know that you and him had a beef behind the scenes. He should have you on. He'd probably be firing. Come on. We'll be right back with a few more comments from Roger that I'm hitting the North Korea news and taking your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
on North Korea and on the Manafort FBI raid and all all the insanity going on that I haven't even told you about some of the guests today. Adam Curry, the most famous DJ ever. I mean, you know it's true. And, of course, we've got Steve Pachinik, who was the Undersecretary of State Department for Asia. He will be joining us to get into North Korea, a place he's visited quite a bit, including recently, and that whole crisis. And then, of course, Roger Stone's hosting the fourth hour, but he's going to get it spanking because he works with InfoWars now officially. He doesn't have his external mic. He's going to be hosting it from a hotel room, which is okay, but you know, we're on all these radio stations. I begged him privately, so now, not just Woodshed about the not worshiping Hannity properly, I'm joking, but now this. Seriously, though, Gallows Humor, Adam Curry is with us 30 minutes in the next hour, then Steve Pachinik, and I'm going to open the phones up for the first 30 minutes of the next hour to talk about North Korea. I'm just saying this is the closest to midnight we've ever been with nuclear war. I'm really concerned about it. Adam, you were pretty excited when you walked in here and saw Roger Stone up
well,
there.
Of course.
Is he not a living character?
He is a legend, and he's really big here on the screen in front of me. Roger, how you doing?
I'm excellent. You know, Alex, I don't have an external mic, but as the Chinese say, one picture worth a thousand words.
That's the Chinese, huh? No, they made that up.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, seriously, Roger, your take on the whole North Korea situation.
Well, we finally have a president who doesn't draw a line in the sand and then sit back helplessly while our adversaries cross it. I think the boy dictator has picked a fight with the wrong guy. Maybe he was used to Obama, you know, rolling over on everything. Trump will not roll over. He will do what is necessary to preserve world peace and to stop these maniacs from incinerating the globe. And should the president continue to make serious progress on improving the economy and demonstrate his commitment to a tougher-minded foreign policy, he will get reelected. A terrific column by former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown last week saying to his fellow Democrats, wake up, you idiots. He's on his way to reelection.
Roger, other tidbits. I mean, clearly, how would you define this massive escalation? Is just that with this optics raid for bank documents that Manafort had agreed that they wanted to turn over? And, of course, the FBI has digital records going back decades under Know Your Customer. They're in all the bank records. This is just ridiculous. Purely optics. And I don't see the American people buying into it. What do you think?
Alex, it's harassment, just like the lawsuit I referred to earlier that they filed against me. This is all meant to be harassment. No one has yet proven a scintilla of evidence that Manafort colluded in any way with the Russians or that anyone else in the Trump campaign did. But they need to distract from the fact that they were involved in wholesale political espionage in violation of the Constitution and the law. They need to distract from their ongoing crimes, the outrageousness of the prosecution of Joe Arpaio, the ongoing secret grand jury seeking an indictment against Julian Assange, the journalist who runs WikiLeaks.
And by the way, I mean, you mentioned this earlier, but what's the word? Because I've heard from other sources, when they said it publicly, they're floating my name around, too, in the magic indictment hopper. I mean, are they going to indict me as being a Ruski?
We had a meeting last night of the 45 group, which is a secret group of Trump loyalists. We have pledged to do whatever is necessary to avert this coup. And there is some discussion that you are on a hit list for government raid, for harassment. I'm on the list. There are several others that are mutual friends of ours. So you're in good company, but yes, I think that, Alex, you've been targeted because you're the tip of the spear, because you are riling people to stand up against the machine, and they would love to silence you. One way, as you know, that they're seeking to do this is through their manipulation of the internet, the manipulation of the algorithms,
They've gone from denying that. I don't know about with Adam Curry to just exploding it because it's just really intensifying right now, and it shows They know they have nothing left but to try to shut us up.
You had the right idea. When did you start calling things InfoWars? 20 years ago? 25 years ago?
About 20 years ago.
You had the right idea. That is exactly what we're in right now. Information wars, and not so much mainstream media, but the algorithms. The algorithms that place things, that that grab your attention, that focus you on certain...
We're fighting AI.
Well, I will not give it the moniker of artificial intelligence. It's not artificial intelligence. It's more like skip logic. You know, if someone likes this, then you're going to bring that into them and show this over here. And they have pools. They have pools.
No, I agree with you. But the AI in it is that humans are interfacing with it. And then they're able to program us with the information. And we are sentient. So really, it's an interface.
Yeah, I think AI is just tossed around really easily.
Sure.
I mean, there's no artificial intelligence. These are real people. There's a real movement behind structuring information.
So it's more of an art form.
It's totally an art form.
You're right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's, you know, a lot of people doing it.
Amazing. Stone, thank you so much. You're going to be on in about an hour and a half. I really appreciate you being a stalwart, not backing down in the face of all the bullying. It is getting intense.
Alex, always great to be with you, and we will have some more exclusive breaking news here at InfoWars at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Absolutely. Folks, as a joke, seriously, get his hotel, have a courier, I don't care what it costs.
I was going to say, we must be able to get someone with a mic over.
Let's have a courier, or go over there and bring him a mic to the room.
It
doesn't sound bad, but he's going to be on over 100 radio stations with an internal mic on a laptop. And the reason I'm flipping out about this on air now is, all these hosts people are trying to get lined up, they just won't stop doing it. I mail them mics, I mail them iPads, I mail them computers. So the point we're going to go bankrupt here, and I love Roger to death.
This is why I never have guests on my show. You can't count on them to do it right.
And that's why you're here.
Yes.
And you were just here like a year ago, and I said, where's Adam Curry? He's so awesome. Because I was watching old videos on MTV, but that's not really your true claim to fame. You were known as the pod father, inventing the podcast, Curry.com. And the last time you were here, I didn't even mention that. It'd be like having George Washington here and not mentioning, you know, he didn't chop down the cherry. He didn't lie about chopping down the cherry tree and, you know, didn't go across the Delaware. But Curry.com, you have, of course, the No Agenda radio, No Agenda TV show. It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here, Alex, for sure.
It was a few weeks ago I wanted to get you in here just about culture and internet censorship and everything, but now you're here in the midst of crazy chipmunk North Korea, the president talking about fiery death and doom.
Well, a little background. My uncle is Donald Gregg, and I don't know if you remember who he is, but he was the ambassador to South Korea for several years.
Yes.
He was George H. Walker Bush's national security advisor, longtime CIA guy from the OSS days. And he's now in his mid-80s and known as Uncle Don to me. And when Rodman was going over there, I had a chance to sit down with my uncle and talk to him and say, what is going on? And he gave me 2 hours of, I'm sure he didn't tell me everything because he could never do that. He never leave the CIA. But the first thing he said was, Dennis Rodman knows more about North Korea than anyone in government. And that's coming from a guy who has been to North Korea 5 times in the last 6 years.
Just how insane and quirky and weird it is.
Well, not really. See, first of all, as you correctly said earlier, we have an armistice with North Korea. The war never ended, just a truce. We're not going to shoot anything, anybody. All they want is to be seen as a full-fledged player on the international scale. And that has been denied for one reason, well, 2 reasons. The military-industrial complex, whenever we need sales to South Korea or in that region, oh, we have all kinds of problems. Oh, they have miniaturized nukes. Ah.
So it's a trigger point.
And then we sell. Now, we've been trying to sell the new President Park. It had been very difficult. He didn't want any missile defense. We, of course, want missile defense there to keep our eye on China. North Korea is not suicidal. I also don't think the president's words meant nuclear war. I love the words he chose.
Fury
and fire. And it comes.
Fury is like a really hot Valkyrie of war, isn't it?
It conjures up images. He didn't say we're going to nuke you. To me personally, I think it may be another move in his negotiation, because all he has to do is let Kim Jong-un save face one way or the other. And we may see that happen. I'm just not.
We're going to play that clip in a moment. But I got to tell you, Adam, this is amazing analysis, because, I mean, what you're saying is really what's going on.
I believe so. And it works, you know, because we all get riled up. And I was in Europe for a couple of weeks. And, man, no one was interested in talking about Trump, really. They were scared to death of North Korea. Oh, my God, what's the crazy guy going to do? You don't hear it quite that way in the United States.
That's because most of Europe got burned down just 60, 70 years ago. They still have that memory.
But also, Why is it that all of a sudden, he can reach Hawaii? This same report came out 3 years ago. The same thing. They have a nuke, and they might be able to reach ICBM.
And now they can hit Chicago.
But you know why it's Hawaii? Tulsi Gabbard. Because she's the Democrat. She's not playing along. She's anti-war. She's in Hawaii. Let's just make Hawaii a little bit more dangerous. I think this truly is a big move in the information war. I'm not quite sure what side all the players are on yet, but definitely it's about weapons, weapon sales, spy stuff focused in that region.
I normally only play a clip once a show. We played it probably already five times. Let's play that clip of Trump yesterday, surreal, with his gorgeous supermodel wife. Looking a little bit Jack Nicholson-y. It's pretty scary. You're going to see a little bit of the real Trump when he's angry. But talking about fire and fury and power, pretty scary stuff. Here it is.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening. Beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Now, Adam Curry of the NoAgendaShow.com, father of the podcast system, want to get your take on the web and internet and censorship and where you think that's going. He's been a trailblazer. Of course, he's also known for being a big DJ and MTV and pioneering that. But what you said earlier about what you think Trump is doing is smart. Rex Tillerson was getting on a plane leaving Asia last night, and he responded. And he said, well, we hope to calm things down, but North Korea keeps threatening to blow everybody up, and nothing else has gotten through to them, so maybe this will. So is there truth to that, or is it like Merkel says, calm down, take Prozac, Trump, everything's your fault?
Well, obviously there are problems, and I go back to my original premise. The problem is we want to have stuff in that area to keep our eye on China, which really is – China is, I think, is dangerous. I mean, there's stuff going on that we really don't understand, don't know much about, and, man, do we have cultural differences, incredible cultural differences with the Chinese. The Chinese tourists – I was in Florence – they're spitting on the ground, they're hawking everywhere, they're rude, they push you around. That's their culture. They don't deem that to be rude. We are very incompatible from everything that I've seen. And I'm just talking about the people that come to...
And that's the thing. I'm not bashing Chinese people. My sister's Korean adopted, but she's completely different than people you run into who are from Korea, where it's a total caste society. Men are, totally in charge. But the liberals don't care about that. That's fine. And, I mean, it's almost like a hive or something. They're very smart people, but it's like a beehive. Then I've talked to Paul Watson, who was married to a Chinese lady for a while, and he went there a lot. And I'm not going to get into the whole story, but they started getting messages from China. Watch what you're saying. Even though the family didn't even live in China, they were visiting people. And he said, exactly, even the nice area, people just pull their pants down, start crapping, push you out of the way. The biggest group is Chinese women coming here to have babies for free. There's more Chinese women than all Mexicans coming here. I mean, it's insane.
In California, this happens a lot.
And we're such an open, good society. I'm not being xenophobic. I'm saying you go to China, ask for something for free. The police cut your testicles off, stab you in each thigh artery, and wait for you to bleed to death. But that's the standard deal. Cut your testicles off. If you're a man, stab you in each, femoral artery, and let you bleed out.
I'm canceling my trip to China. This is not a good place to be.
Well, you showed your astuteness, so I'm ranting. Sorry, get back into all the players. And now they're threatening war with India.
That is probably more precarious. I mean, when you get into India and Pakistan, these are the nuclear powers that I believe we should be wary of. Not necessarily, all freaking out, but, that has been a big issue for a long time. And we know that they have nuclear weapons. A report came out.
Adam Curry, address America in camera four.
It's really always about selling stuff so that we can kill brown people in sandy areas.
And then what's the cultural deal with bringing in the most radical, battle-hardened males while you're attacking and stirring up Islam and putting radicals in? Then why do you then flood Europe with military-age men running around like pirate ships docking?
Well, that's different. That is part of the Kalergi plan. I don't know if you've ever heard of that Kalergi plan. And they still give out awards, the Kalergi award for furthering the European Union. Merkel won that recently.
They want to expand that into the Middle East.
Well, and the idea is to create a uniform It literally calls for people who look like Egyptians, brown, and that's happening. I mean, I grew up in Amsterdam, and I saw the transition. First it was Turkish and then Moroccan, and now we have, you know, second, third generation kids born in the Netherlands, and people just start to become browns. You know, the culture kind of flow, the whole multicultural society. That was the idea, is to have a big mass of people, bring in people who can do the work that the old people, the whitish people, the Europeans as we know them, don't want to do, and slowly create a big, and I'm not making this up, and this is not, you know, not a conspiracy. So
Peter Sutherland's at the head of the EU, now the head of their cultural enrichment program, Open Borders, that's what they actually call it, said we've got to end Europe being white. But here's the thing. They even want to get rid of the culture of big, beautiful buildings and juries and property. I mean, they're bringing in the Muslims because they want to make it authoritarian.
Yes, and that's what the elites always want to do. They want to make sure that people, you know, are quiet, docile, and don't steal their stuff and just go along with the process.
And the elites, they're never going to have their kids marrying, you know.
I mean, look at what happened, just the creation of the European Union with the Lisbon Treaty. France said no. The Netherlands said no. Oh, okay, that's too bad. Let's do that vote over again. Ireland said no. Ireland,
yeah. Do it again.
Let's do it again. And much better.
It's like Brexit. We're doing it again.
I've been waiting for that maybe to happen.
Well, they're saying we may have to have another vote now because it's not clear.
Well, now
this referendum was done right.
Now it was stupid people. That's what I read in the Independent. Yeah. Stupid people who voted for Brexit who were undereducated.
Well, notice they could have easily shipped people in from somewhere in Asia or so like Brazil or something that would be more cultural compatible with Europe. But they literally say we want the worst Muslim countries. We're totally barbarous. Let's ship them in and have them be the new bosses. We'll be right back with Adam Curry.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining clays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We'll be right back.
fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
Allergies are getting worse and worse all over the world. They know it's connected to GMOs and other things. We'll talk about that with a really smart guy, Adam Curry, who was in here like a year ago, and I thought, I want to get this guy on every week. And then just a year goes by, like 10 seconds, and I remember to get him back. So fellow Austinite, Curry.com, NoGendaShow.com, very, very popular podcast, reaching millions of people every week. The podcast father, and he's here to talk about now censorship, where he sees all this going. It's so surreal, not to make myself the center of attention, but seriously, to have the Federal Elections Commission. We want subpoenas of Jones and his Russian funding. It's like saying, and his Martian funding. It's just, it's like surreal to be in a 7 Days in May movie, but we're all in it. And now Google and everybody admits they're going to censor, and they call it left wing versus right wing, but it's really anybody that's saying, I wouldn't call you right wing.
No.
What is currently happening? You're a pioneer in television and MTV, in, you know, computers, in independent broadcasting, in podcasting called the Podfather. Where would you say we are right now?
Well, in the United States, we're at an interesting point. Just to go back to the European Union, they have a whole tolerance directive, which was launched several years ago. And from this stems the laws that you're not allowed to say negative things about migrants or refugees.
And now they're getting rid of the soccer teams having national names. You were also telling me about the anthem, and that they've now changed that.
Oh, well, that was just part of what we're talking about, the Kalergi plan. The plan was to make Beethoven's Ode to Joy the national anthem of the European Union. That plan was written quite a while ago, and today it is fact. Just to kind of show you that...
Just to show, they're following this, babe.
Implemented. Now, when it comes to censorship in the United States, there's something a little more nefarious going on. Once again, the debate has been reignited about net neutrality. This is a plan to regulate the internet, and it's done in such a great way. And by the way, it's completely paid for. All of these organizations, Fight for the Future, all of that, they're all small NGOs that are, you know, funded by Google and by Amazon and other big players in the internet space in the United States. The idea is, under the guise of, oh, everything should be equal, everything should be fair, they're going to be able to regulate. And once you get one foot in the door to write one rule, and it's disguised as everything will be okay except for illegal traffic on the computer network. So what's illegal traffic? Right now it's not defined, but that could be BitTorrent. It could be...
I've gotten to the point where I have to file a lawsuit now. We're just looking at what company. Every major company we go to for credit card processing or...
This is the problem. They're gonna go after the money. So they're going after all the places where you can get money to fund your operation. Just like what happened with WikiLeaks and PayPal. It's exactly the same thing. That is what it is.
So it's an act of resistance. I haven't plugged once this hour. Yeah. You go to InfoWarsStore.com. Seriously, great supplements, great products, great organic coffee, T-shirts, air filtration.
I'm jacked up on male vitality pills right now, Alex.
Well, it looks like you're a pretty virile guy, but I mean, I'll tell you, it has certainly helped me big time.
I'm not kidding. I've tried them. I got a whole box last time. Absolutely. DNA repair, the whole deal.
Well, I mean, we go out and find out whatever the top-of-the-line stuff is, and then we private label it or develop it.
I'm 70. Look at me.
You are not 70. You look younger than me, and I know. I've put myself through a lot.
You're younger than me. I know you're younger.
I've had my face beat in probably 100 times.
It never happened to me, thank God.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I used to look different. You look cozy before I got my face beat in.
You were a good looking guy. I saw a picture when you were like, you know, maybe in your 20s. Holy crap.
It's all bashed in and all beat in. It's good, though.
Hot looking, baby. Hot, hot, hot.
Well, look, we're going to go out later. I'll give you a signed photo. Stop it. Out of here. We're gay. It's all true.
Yeah,
hey, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be kicked off the air for being homophobic now. It's a joke. Just like they're probably going to kick Kamala off for being homophobic. Seriously, they're saying he is for making gay jokes. It's free for all. It's America. It's free speech. It's Adam Curry, the founder of podcasting. Your phone calls and more in hour number 3. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They use their media to assassinate...